where they followed women for a period of about 72 months on average, and they adjusted their deaths for risk of dying by age, race, body mass index, and the other factors that are classically associated, and this is what they found. Once again, you've seen these curves this morning in one case for cancer, but the bottom quartile of vitamin D status was associated with the least good survival. And the top quartile was associated with the best survival, with a nice stepwise relationship all the way up all four quartiles. But you'll notice that the top quartile begins at 27 nanograms, which is hardly up to 40 where we've been talking about it. So we don't know how much better it might be under the circumstances. But this is, I think, very compelling data, highly consistent with the model of how vitamin D is working in so many different tissues. So, I mean, whether it's your heart or your cancer or your lungs or your brain, whatever it is that's going to be the terminal event for you, it's going to be dependent upon vitamin D. And in the absence of adequate vitamin D, you're likely to have a problem. Now, we're living in an era of evidence-based medicine, and the evidence-based mafia, that's another meaning for EBM, the evidence-based mafia want to see level one evidence. Well, I'm happy to say we've got it.